This week's episode is brought to you by Design by Dunbar. If you need a logo design, flyers, e-commerce, website, or anything at all, go check out Designs by Dunbar at www.facebook.com/designbydunbar.
This is the shooter on the scooter, the prize city OG, the prize himself, Alec Price, and you are listening to the Nerds of Wrestling podcast, baby.
What is going on, Nerds of Wrestling? Welcome to episode 8 of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. Before I introduce my guests, I want to give a quick shout out to my buddies, PJ and Brett. They want me to tell you, hey, all you nerds out there, are you looking for more wrestling content during these confusing times? Well, then go on over to Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, or SoundCloud with PJ and Brett. These fellow nerds review every single episode of NXT, and they also have started interviewing their very own wrestlers as well. So go on over to NXT and we check them out today. Tell them Justin sent you. With me at this very time comes the Prize City OG, the prize, Alec Price. Bro, what's up? How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man.
I'm doing the best I can. Definitely through these confusing times. It's very hard right now. You know, everything's hectic. All my thoughts, you know, and prayers go out to everybody who are, you know, struggling right now. Things will get better. Things will get better, and that I, you know, I'm just hoping everything's over soon. What was that?
We'll kick out.
Yeah, you guys will kick out of this for sure. So when I announced that you were going to be my guest on Nerds of Wrestling, quite a few people were excited. I know one individual. She was very excited when I told her. She's the only person that knew before I announced you, and she was freaking out. You know, shout out to Rebecca. She hopefully this episode gets to you, Rebecca. Yeah. Hopefully you like it. But anyway, so Alec, man, for the nerds of wrestling who don't really know who you are or what you're all about, tell the nerds all about you and how you got into wrestling.
I'm from a borough in South. I'm a borough in Boston called East Boston. I call it the Prize City because it is a prize. It's a gym. And I got into wrestling because I just was a fan very young. You know, my brothers and all that. You know, she used to set me down in front of the TV with them to watch wrestle with my nana. And ever since that, I just fell in love with it. And I kind of grew up in, you know, public school. Wrestling wasn't really a most popular thing. So my boy Eddie helped me get back into wrestling, and I started training, and here we are today. You know what I mean?
I love it, bro. What age did you start wrestling?
I started at 18 because that's what I read. Like, I looked it up, you know what I mean? And I wanted to go at 17, but then I read you had to be 18, and so I waited till 18 years old. But it was the best decision I ever made in my life.
Hell yeah, bro. I've been looking at a lot of your content on YouTube, and dude, you're good. You're good. You've been wrestling for how long now?
Not even 3 years.
Not even 3 years, man. And you wrestled in a good vast amount of promotions throughout the Northeast.
Yeah, thank you, man. That means a lot.
No punishment. Hey, no problem, man. You wrestled for, you know, you wrestled for Limitless. You wrestled for, God, Jesus.
Beyond.
Yeah, Beyond, bro. Like, you wrestled for Beyond. That's a big company right there.
Yeah. You know? That was definitely, like, a whole different thing. Like working at my show, like, going to Limitless, just, like, going out to that crowd, and it's just, like, it's just a higher level of wrestling. And then when I go, you know, I go out and step out and it's uncharted territory, it was a great experience for me. You know what I mean? It really meant something to me because it actually, like, proved to myself that I actually am doing something or trying to do something in this business.
Nah, hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. And you're doing very good. You're doing really good.
Thank you, bro.
No problem. Before you got into wrestling, you know, while watching WWE, Did you hear anything about, like, the independent scene at all? Did you ever go to any of the shows?
Not really. I mean, like, The latest, we were at a Moose Lodge, and I watched an independent show. It was a local New England. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Other than that, I really wasn't. The only independent promotion I knew of was TNA.
Okay.
And that was after the fact. I stumbled upon it. I went to Spike to see if there was any fights on, you know, because they used to have the UFC replaying all the time. And they had TNA, and I seen, the main event Mafia, you know what I mean? Like, Samoa Joe, Sting, Scott Steiner, Kevin Nash, Booker T. And this is, the first ever time I'm actually seeing, Scott Steiner or, Kevin Nash actually in the ring or Sting in the ring, you know what I mean? Because I was born in 98. I remember a lot, but I wasn't really, you know what I mean, in tune back then to watch and actually absorb the wrestling, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, man. You're a baby. How old are you? What, 19? 20?
I'm 21.
Oh, 21. Okay. My math is way off. See? I don't know, man. All this quarantine is throwing my math off. I'm slacking.
I got a baby face. It's fine. I shave my face. People think I look
15
all the time.
Yeah, no, I was like, yo, wait, how old is this kid? Like 18? Like, geez. And no, very good. Before we get to your matches, I'm not going to lie. I watched at least 15 of your matches. I'm like, let me check this kid out. And I have a lot I want to talk to you about. But we'll kind of switch on back and forth from the questions all into right. Some of your matches. Our first question on the Nerds of Wrestling comes from Brian Guzman. He wants to know, what made you want to become a professional wrestler? Pushing aside, you know, growing up on it and just, you know, growing up watching it and loving it. Is there anything else that, just really, damn?
I mean, I don't know because, I was the type of kid in high school that did sports. I did every sport. I was running in the winter and fall. I was football in the, you know what I mean? In the fall and track in the winter and track in the spring. And I was just looking for something. And like I did karate before. I jumped around to a lot of stuff, but I don't know. I was with my friends and we were doing like in my boy Daquan's backyard, we had a little fed like everybody else has, you know?
Oh yeah.
Everybody
oh yeah.
Has a little wrestling fed.
Of course. Of course.
And, I was just doing it, and I did it for, a season of whatever they have on YouTube, and I was just I want to do this. I just had that feeling, and I was I'd rather get trained and actually do it than not get trained and break my neck and then be paralyzed, you know what I mean? And
no,
screwed.
Yeah, honestly, bro, there's a lot of, wrestlers who did backyard and are now in professional wrestling. And yeah. You're right. You're like, man, I don't want to do backyard forever. I want to actually do this, for real. I want to get paid. I want to wrestle in front of fans.
And I love that. When I say backyard, it wasn't I'm not talking about, backyard promotions. We weren't, drawing any fans. We weren't, you know what I mean? We weren't trying to, go on anybody's shows or trying to go on pro shows. We were just us kids in a backyard. And, I don't know, wrestling just called me, bro, and it was just different than everything else I did. You know what I mean? Everything, every other sport, activity, anything I can get my hands on, it's wrestling. Just totally different. It just changed my life.
Now, when you wrestled in the backyard, were you the prize, Alec Price, the price, or were you just someone else?
Nah, I was I think the gift, Alec Smith.
The gift, Alex Smith. All right.
Yeah.
I love that. It rhymes. Yeah. So does this name. I like it.
I mean, it's so smooth. Yeah.
You know, it's so smooth. You know, you got to have a little flair with it.
Little flavor. Yeah.
You know,
little
flavor
is always good.
I love that. Nah, hey, you know, I love that. I respect that, you know, for you realizing, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to actually wrestle in front of a crowd and, you know, get my name out there. And you have, man. It seems like you have done very well, you know, so far.
Yeah.
We have another question. Yeah, no, you're doing very good, man. We have another question from Ben Kachiri. He wants to know, what was your favorite match that you had?
That's hard. That's really hard because I've had a couple of matches that were just when I go out there to have a match, I don't just go out there to have a regular match. I go out there to have a great match every time.
Hell yeah.
So I have fun with all of my matches. Like, there have been some matches where I wasn't on my A game or I didn't enjoy it as most as others. But I have to say that, I don't know. I mean, like, me and JD Drake had that was probably one of my favorite matches. Because it was just a whole different thing. Like, when me and CJ went out, like, the event before for Limitless and had our show, like, we had to prove to everybody. But, like, me and JD, it was kind of like I had to prove to, like, the locker room and the whole, like, because when you're someone my size, you always have to prove. You know what I mean? You always have to prove yourself. And
absolutely.
Every time I step into a locker room, I try to outperform and prove myself to everybody because I want people to know I'm on the same level. So I think it was probably JD because we beat the living shit out of each other. Like, we whipped each other. Like, he hit me and I hit him like a man. Like, you know what I mean? So,
dude, I absolutely love that. And that's one of the matches I watched. And when I saw JD Drake, and it was because I looked up Alec Price Wrestling, and a whole bunch of your matches came up, so I watched quite a few of them. And one of them I watched was JD Drake against, you know, yourself.
Yeah.
And he came awesome. Out, yeah.
He's an amazing freaking person. He's crazy because he's been around forever, and he's one of the vets we need right now because there's not a lot of vets right nowadays in wrestling, and there's no locker room people, but he's definitely that guy that people can look up to and just have bangers with because he's so good. Like, for his, like, but, like, it's like me and JD Drake are in the same boat but opposites. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very small and I got to prove myself. He's big and he's got to prove himself because, like, you know what I mean? You don't look at me or you don't look at JD like people that can go in the wrestling ring. And then when you watch us in the ring, then you realize that, like, we can go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. When, you know, when I saw that match, I'm like, this is going to be like a squash. Like, you know, kid's going to get squashed against him. And you did really good. From when I was watching, he quote unquote, he wasn't scheduled to wrestle. So he issued an open challenge, right?
Yeah.
And you came out through the curtain. Let me tell you,
yeah,
that
I was scheduled to be in a scramble.
Yeah.
That night. I think it was against Pinky, Vander, CJ, Oswald Project. And then I was sitting in the back, and he's, like, talking all this stuff, and I'm just sitting there, and he's like, well, I'm not leaving. Like, I'm strapped on my boots. And I looked right at Carver, and I was, like, play my music, because, like, if he wants to call people out, bro, you're going to call out the prize, bro. You feel me?
Hell yeah. Like, and
I'm putting the locker room on notice. I'm putting any locker room on notice, bro. I'm here to do my shit. I'm here to do my job. I'm here to actually do this. You know what I mean? I'm ready for this. You know what I mean?
I love that. And I think I speak for everyone when I say that was the best, like, answer to an open challenge I've ever seen. You pulled the referee by his ear. And we're like, yo, like, literally pulling this guy by his ear, screaming at your, you know, JD Drake. You know, and you guys, and you, you know, put the referee in the ring. He started the match, and you guys went at it. Very good match. Very, very good match.
Thank you, bro.
No problem. Like, I was like, yo, this is good. This is a dope match. I'm being, like, a little mark right now, so don't mind me. But
hey, you know, it's fine. I mark out for people all the time, but I can't show it. I'm just like,
ooh. No, of course, of course. You got to be professional. Now, now, what was your reaction, like, when you got to wrestle JD Drake? Like, what was going through your mindset when, you know, I don't want to break any rules here. I'm not trying to break, you know, any kayfabe over here, but, like,
it's not kayfabe. I mean, like, the thing about it is, like, I was in a show in North Carolina, and JD Drake was on it, and I wrestled my trainer on the show, and I remember he came up and he talked to me, and we were cool, and then I went to Limitless, and I was like, I'm wrestling JD Drake. Now, my first, like, the first thought that really popped to mind was, he is about to chop the living shit out of me. My chest plate is about to be turned into lunch meat, bro. And it was the only thing, like, and I have no problem getting slammed, getting thrown, getting chopped, getting hit. I mean, like, I don't like getting chopped, but if I gotta get chopped, I gotta get chopped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, because I see what he did to Danger Kid. If you guys go check it out on Limitless's YouTube, you know, the Workhorseman versus Mainstay Posse, JD Drake chopped the shit out of Danger Kid. And it was amazing. You know what I mean? And then, like the second thing that came into my mind was just, it was a surreal thought, because here I am, you know what I mean? Coming full circle. I was on a show with this guy where I was like, just like, I was still like new, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I'm getting to face him. And like, it was cool because, you know, we recognized each other off the bat, and it was just like, that's my wrestling dad.
I know, I love, dude, I love it. And like I said, say it again, any match anybody's looking for, nerds listening, go check out Alec Price versus JD Drake. Excellent match, and you guys will not be disappointed. Going back to some of the questions on Facebook, we have a question from Anthony. I don't know how to say his last name. Anthony, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. He wants to know, if you could sign with any big wrestling company, where would you want to end up?
I mean, whoever wants to show me the contract.
I love that. There you go. Perfect.
I mean, like, if I could really go with anyone, it'd probably be AEW, because I like to, I like the, still being able to do the indies. You know what I mean? Like Chris Statlander and Johnny Silver and all of them are still being able to do their indie bookings, and
yeah,
they get to go home. And like, I'll take it. I'll take a contract, because that's my goal, is to get signed. So if someone comes up with a contract, then you know what I mean, I'm down. But if it was AEW, then that's my first choice automatically. You know what I mean? Probably.
For sure. No, you were saying Chris Statlander and John Silver. I'm pretty sure a good handful of these guys are allowed to take indie bookings. I know Sammy Guevara still takes a few. Yeah.
As far Darby as Allen, AEW people are still like, you're still allowed. Like, you know what I mean? As far as I know, you know what I mean? Chris Statlander and John Silver are still taking bookings. So, you know what I mean? If they're still taking it and they're signed, and Alex Reynolds, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it depends. I think it depends on where you're going to take these bookings at. If it's like a dingy promotion, like, then hell no. But if it's like, you know, a good, well-known obviously promotion, yeah, you know what I mean. Like, come on. You know what I'm talking about over here.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about your matches really quick with CJ Cruz. Holy shit. You guys had a lot of matches against each other. And you guys, you guys beat the living... Excuse my language. You guys beat the living shit out of each other every time you step into the ring.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. You guys are very good in that ring. I want to ask you, is he one of many opponents that you feel like, hey, I could go in the ring with this guy and we could just kill it without worrying about anything?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Me and CJ, I feel like, have very good chemistry. And, like, even though he gets on my nerves sometimes, that little... But anyway, like, you know what I mean? He gets on my nerves, but I love CJ, to be honest. Like, me and CJ kind of built each other up when we started getting booked for Let's Wrestle up in Maine. And we went into a rivalry. And it was supposed to be, like, a one match, that's it. And the first match went really good. So they're like, all right, let's have a second one. And we were going ham, because I was hitting CJ and CJ was hitting me. So like, we had that rivalry. It was a real rivalry, because we both were hungry, because we were both new to that spot.
Oh yeah. So you guys had to like prove something.
We had to prove a lot. And I feel like, to be honest, like CJ really helped me get to the point that I am right now, because we've had so many matches together that I could wrestle him in his sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not talking shit. I've wrestled him so many times, like, and he's really good. Like, he's one to look out for too.
Oh no, 100%. I seen CJ wrestle. So you guys wrestle a lot in like Maine, Massachusetts. I don't travel out those, you know, the very far to other wrestling shows. I'm just in Connecticut. Yeah. But I seen CJ wrestle once in Chaotic last summer. Very good. Like, CJ Cruz, man, he impressed me for sure. He's a very good wrestler. And as all the other guys from Chaotic, you know, Casanova, Anthony Green, all them, when Anthony Green was wrestling.
He's just stacked.
What was that?
Chaotic stacked.
Oh, yeah, Chaotic stacked, bro.
Chaotic is stacked.
Hell yeah. They got a shit ton of wrestlers out there to look, you know, to look out for.
Yeah, for sure. AG, Casanova. Like, AG signed to Evolve, but Casanova ain't signed, and I'm just surprised that that no one signed him yet.
So honestly, Damian, same one. Yeah, exactly. Damian is awesome. You're talking about Casanova. You wrestled Casanova.
Yeah, me and Casanova had a banger
at Uncharted Territory and for Beyond and Beyond Wrestling. Correct.
Semifinal round of the tournament for tomorrow. Me and Casanova finally got that one-on-one because we've been wanting it for a while.
That's awesome. Casanova, man, he's good. How was that match? Because I actually didn't watch that one.
I had so much fun. To be honest, like, my 2018, like, I did a lot in my 2019. You know what I mean? 2019. And I just got to wrestle everybody that I, like, I got to wrestle a lot of people that I wanted to wrestle and I've been wanting to wrestle for a while. And, like, Casanova, Josh, and all that. And Casanova, and hands down, and I'll tell anybody, like, is the smoothest wrestler on the indies today. People need to sign him. Like, I'm just surprised he's not snatched up. He needs to be, you know what I mean? Like, he wants it. Give it to him.
Yeah, no, Casanova wrestles I go to Northeast Wrestling shows a lot, and Casanova's actually the Northeast Wrestling Live champion there, and he's a crowd favorite. He's a favorite in there. I mean, I love Casanova, and I think I speak for everyone, you know, when I say, hey, you know, everyone else loves Casanova. So Casanova definitely needs to get signed somewhere, you know, ROH, AEW, somewhere before.
Facts,
you know,
even like maybe Action Bronson will sign him.
anybody, you know, I know you were really excited for this one match. I don't want to mess up his name. You cut a promo video, and due to the unfortunate circumstances of the coronavirus, did that show get canceled? You were supposed to wrestle Matt Cross, right?
Yeah, M-Dog 20, Matt Cross.
Yeah,
that show got canceled.
Damn.
That was sad,
yeah, that was sad. I feel like a lot of people were.
I was crying, eating ice cream at my house. Like, oh, I was supposed to face Matt Cross with this goddamn coronavirus.
it's like we were saying earlier, it's a very unfortunate situation, and
it's horrible.
You know, we just got to get through it. But yeah, Matt Cross, you're supposed to wrestle Matt Cross. I know you were very excited for that match, and I feel like a lot of people were. Once you dropped that promo video, everyone was like freaking out.
Yo, but I mean, like, Matt Cross is just a legend. You know what I mean? Like, I remember playing as him. Like, he was my favorite character in freaking the backyard wrestling video game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I played it. Like, Matt Cross is legit a legend. Like, and I didn't really see any of his work until, like, I was in, like, Lucha Underground, and I seen him as Son of Havoc. You know what I mean?
Yes, Son of Havoc.
I love Son of Havoc. He's nasty. So then when I finally found, when like somebody was like, yo, you're facing M-Dog 20, Matt Cross, I'm like,
what?
Like, and they were like, what? And he goes, the guy from the backyard wrestling video game. I go, you're shitting me. And he goes, yeah, bro. He was like, because I got the news dropped to me, and he was like, listen, like, shit's crazy. Like, you go out to face him. I'm like, wait, is that the Son of Havoc, dude? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yo. Like, I was so excited. I couldn't believe when I got the opportunity.
Hell yeah.
I hope that happens.
Oh, 100% it will.
When this horrible situation for everybody is over, I want that match to happen.
I feel like once all this stuff is over, all wrestling promotions, just everything in the world is just going to, like, we're never going to take anything for granted again. That's for sure.
Facts.
You know, and I feel like that show that was unfortunately canceled, and I feel like I should speak for all wrestling shows, they're going to go all out. Like, wrestling is going to be a whole different ballgame when all this is over. So that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping for, you know.
It's going to be the Wild West, bro.
Speaking of, you know, wrestling and all this other mumbo jumbo, what are your thoughts on WrestleMania?
I watch WrestleMania because it's the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I wasn't really hyped for this WrestleMania. Like, the past WrestleManias got me more hype because, like, you know, AJ's match and like, just, I like, well, AJ Styles is probably one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
Uh-huh, he's a GOAT. Like, he's amazing.
He's amazing, bro. But other than that, I really, like, I watch the E, but I really don't. I watch more like UK wrestling.
Okay.
Like like Defiant, or like Germany. I watch WX, what is it, XWW or whatever it is.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Alex Rice promotion. I just watch a lot of indie wrestling, and I just try to take from everything. And like, I watch a lot of old wrestling too. Like, I watched the British. I watched Bret Hart versus, I think it was like the British Bulldog the other day.
Yep.
And I watched a couple of Eddie and Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero?
Guerrero. Yeah, Guerrero and Benoit and Angle. I watched. I've been watching a lot of wrestling and just playing Assassin's Creed.
They, sounds like you're living quite the dream over there.
I'm not. I miss wrestling.
No, I know. Yeah.
I'm going stir crazy, bro.
Outside of wrestling, what do you do for work, or you just main focus is wrestling?
I went back to school, but I do, I'm a trash man.
Okay.
I'm still working right now.
That's good. Hey, very lucky, man.
I mean, it is, but it's, yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't.
Yeah, it's crazy. You're talking to one of them, man. I got laid off on Monday. No, Tuesday.
My boy Eddie just got laid off from too. It's like everybody's getting laid off.
It sucks. It was a big eye opener when our boss called us in and we're like, hey, sorry, but we're gonna have to, lay you guys off for now. I'm a preschool teacher, so they laid us off. I'm an assistant teacher, so they laid off all the assistants and all the associate teachers. So it sucks. I didn't see it coming, and I was like, oh, that sucks.
No, I don't think anybody. Like, my brother Leo's not even working right now, and he works at the Horace Mann, which is a hard of hearing school, deaf school. Because he's, legally dead, so he's not working right now either. No school's working. Nobody, it's like the gym. I got to do home workouts. You know what I mean? I'd rather go to the gym and pump some weights.
Of course. I feel a lot of wrestlers want to do that, I feel like that's like the number one thing a lot of wrestlers miss is the gym. But like I said, once all this is over, man, no one is going to take anything for granted again.
Oh, facts.
100%. Anyway,
I'm already taking it for granted. So
I feel like a lot of people did, but we definitely can't after this is over. We just got to be thank God.
Yeah, wrestling back.
going.
Okay.
We have a question from Emily. She wants to know if you had to choose one movie to star in a remake of, what would it be?
It would have to be Suicide Kings. It's an old movie from like 97. It's an old movie from 97. It's about these guys who they go to kidnap somebody, and they end up kidnapping the wrong person. They actually end up kidnapping like the top crime boss in the whole city.
Holy shit.
And it's a whole thing. And like the tagline of the movie is their plan was perfect, but they're not. You know what I mean? And I just want to be the gangster in it. I forget the name of the actor that's like the gangster, but I want to be the gangster. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel like you're like a very old soul. I feel like you like a lot of old time movies and old time wrestling.
Oh yeah, 100%. I'm definitely. My mom raised me that way. That's why.
That's awesome, man. Nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, I'm not talking any smack about it, man. That's awesome.
No, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people should know about, like, past, bro. Like, about, like, old shit sometimes. I feel like none of these kids nowadays are really connected. Like, I'm not connected, but I'm connected because my mom raised me, right? You know what I mean? She raised me older, so.
That's awesome. And nothing wrong with that. I mean, shout out to your mom. Like,
I love my
cool.
Moms and my pops.
Hell yeah, bro. So you like a lot of like not horror movies. You like a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? Just like gangster movies and
no, I mean like I like any type of movie. I'd rather watch a comedy than anything else. I mean like I just like there's some movies you cannot watch. You know what I mean? Like you have to watch it, you know what I mean? Like you can't just not watch it. Like you have to watch it, and the old movies back in the day actually were good movies. Nowadays it's just remakes. The old movies were original and they actually meant something. They told a great story. Nowadays, it's all CGI and it's not the same. And like, you know what I mean? It's poop.
No, I agree, bro. Some movies just suck, and you know, and I feel like it's the same way with like a lot of TV shows.
Like, oh, hell.
You know, like, I'm a big Disney fan. I love Disney. I grew up on Disney. I have Disney Plus. Actually, before I called you, I was watching some Hannah Montana. I'm not afraid to admit that.
My man.
You know?
My man.
You know, like,
my man. Hannah Montana, the classic, you know what I mean?
Right? Like, I feel like if they tried to make something like that today, it would suck. Like, 100%. Even, in my opinion, they did it with Raven's Home. Doing a spinoff of That's So Raven. Yeah, you had Raven, you had Chelsea, but you didn't have Eddie. You didn't have the parents. You didn't have Corey.
Well, I think Eddie was in jail. So.
Yeah. You know, like, so, like, I feel like they shouldn't have done that, in my opinion.
I just, like, I don't know, because, like, there's a lot of TV shows, like, The Office, like.
Oh, I love The Office. Like, oh, my God.
The Office is amazing, but it's like, like Michael, like the guy who plays Michael.
Yeah, I forget. Steve Carell.
I can't believe I'm brain. Yeah, Steve Carell. Thank you. I can't believe I brain farted on the goat. But Steve Carell like said like someone asked him like, hey, do you think that Michael could be, you know what I mean, today, like a character like Michael could be on TV? And he was like, no, not at all.
Like, hell no.
It's no way.
With all this, in the world, like, this world is too sensitive nowadays. So it wouldn't roll.
It's like you gotta look at like a show like Trailer Park Boys. Like Trailer Park Boys was like crazy and wild, and they did obscene stuff. They did a lot of obscene stuff, but they were cool with everybody. And you know what I mean? Like, it's a dope show.
Exactly. Like,
they may have said the R word and all that word, but
no, I 100% agree. And like you were saying with you know, The Office and, you know, Michael Scott's character. Nah, his character would not roll in today's society.
No, it would be canceled. Shut down immediately.
Hell yeah. Yo, Michael was savage in The Office. Like, yo, he was savage. Crazy.
It was crazy because sometimes, like, Steve Carell's such a good actor where, like, you need, like, it would be like Michael doesn't even realize he's being that savage.
Exactly. It's like, it's crazy. Like, Michael Scott, man, he was the GOAT in that show. Like, he was fantastic. I can't even talk about The Office, because if we just stop and talk about The Office right now, I could go on for hours. I love The Office. I could literally rewatch it over and over again at least 10 times. It's that good.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. And, like, the thing of, like, just, like, everything's changed. Like, cartoons, like, back in the day, like, used to have, like, death on them and used to have all this stuff and had a darker tone to them.
Yep.
And I feel like that was the point of cartoons. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were supposed to be there to, like, help bring us up and, like, just start, like, slowly realizing of, like, all the things that adults have to deal with. You know what I mean? Like, death and, like, life shit.
No, 100%, bro. And it's crazy about, you know, the shows nowadays. They're very careful with what they put on TV, you know?
Everybody's careful for anything.
Exactly. You know, pushing off a little bit from the TV. Like I said, I could talk about The Office all day. We have another question. From Anna Rose, she wants to know, what's your favorite kind of pizza?
Pepperoni, peppers, and onions.
Okay. You don't put pineapples on your pizza, do you?
Gross.
Okay, thank God.
Gross.
I was going to say.
Whoever says pineapples on pizza is great, get out my gang. You're not my friend. I don't want you on my friends list. I don't want you on my Twitter, Insta, Snap.
No, you're that serious about that.
Dead to me. I'm good. Who puts fruit on a pizza?
Honestly, like my opinion, meat goes on pizza. Not steak. I'm not a big steak or chicken kind of guy on pizza. But I like, you know, bacon, you know, pepperoni, you know, sausage, hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want on my pizza.
Yeah.
You know, like pineapple? Even vegetables. Who puts vegetables on their pizza? Yeah.
What? Vegetables on your pizza is bomb.
Oh, God. Come on. Ugh. No.
Bomb, bro.
Oh,
pepperoni, peppers, and onions. Bomb.
I mean, okay, I'll let that slide, but like broccoli on pizza?
Oh, no.
Okay, see, that's what I was going to. I was like, ugh, you know, I don't even like broccoli to begin with, and, You put broccoli on
certain vegetables.
Certain vegetables, I'll be fine with, but broccoli, no, I'm good. I'm good over here. I actually ordered pizza earlier, so order some Domino's.
Yeah, I got some Nick's Place in Winthrop.
Nice. Pretty dope. They're good.
Yeah, they're all right. I'm not really the biggest fan of Greek pizza, but it's fine.
Is it thin crust or thick crust?
Thin.
Because I love thin. So thin is the best way to go. I hate thick pizza. And now, yeah. Now I'm getting hungry over here. Shit. we have another question from Lenny. Besides wrestling, what other things do you like? Are you a sports fan?
I mean, I like sports.
Like baseball, I like football.
Like baseball, football, hockey, any type of sport, really. Basketball, I'm not really the biggest fan, but I'll watch it. Comic books, I'm a big comic book nerd. I love Marvel. I love Batman, Joker, Deathstroke's my favorite. I love like Dragon Ball Z anime. I'm a gamer too. Like I love everything, to be honest. Everything.
What's your favorite baseball team? You better say Red Sox. You better say Red Sox.
I was about to say, like, that's a stupid question, bro. Of course it's the Boston Red Sox, bro.
Hey, I'm sorry, yeah.
What do you think I'm going to say, the Twins?
No, or the Yankees? I thought you were going to say the Yankees or something. You know, forget even that. You're from Boston, so I gotta okay.
You gotta have the Sox, bro. The Sox.
Okay, good. That was a stupid question, you know. Sorry, guys, but you never know. You never know nowadays.
It was a stupid question, wasn't it, nerds?
It was a stupid question. Erase that from memory. What are your thoughts on the Sox, man, getting rid of Mookie? That was...
I mean, like, I'm not, like... So let me clarify. Like, I love sports, but I'm not the biggest follower of sports.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't look at the trading. I don't care about none of that. As long as they got jerseys on and they're playing that season, then, you know what I mean? Like, obviously I got favorites, like, maybe, like, Chara from the Bruins and, like, all them. And just a bunch of Red Sox. Like, Big Papi, obviously.
Of course, he's
or, like, Pedroia. Pedroia is probably my favorite. And then, of course, like, I was raised with Pierce, Rondo, and KG. So... You know what I mean? Like, that's just, I'm not really the biggest sports fan. I can tell you, like, about Hulk before I tell you about, like, who traded who or what's the salary cap. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, hell yeah. No, you see, you know, I thought, I was like, wait, if this guy's a Sox fan, let me ask him really quick what his thoughts about Mookie. Yeah. I mean,
it's sad that they traded Mookie, to be honest. Sad.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Mookie was nasty, bro.
Disgusting. He was the best, in my opinion, he was the best center fielder in the majors.
Facts.
He was the best one, and we just got rid of him. For what? I don't even know what they got rid of him for. I can't even.
Bro, it's New England's going in a downturn. So, like, the thing about it was, like, New England used to suck for many years, and then we got all of our teams starting to be great. Now they're trading Brady. Mookie's going somewhere else. Like, it's going back to, we're going to have a depression of championships.
Yeah, see, you're from Boston, so, I'm you know, you like all the, you know, your New England teams. I'm from Connecticut. So people are surprised. Here when I tell them, "Oh, I'm a Denver fan. I'm a Broncos fan." Yeah, I know. Because of my dad. My dad. I'm just a Broncos fan because of my dad. I know. You know,
Broncos.
For hockey, I don't know if you're gonna like this one. I might just be dead to you right after this. I'm a Penguins fan.
I'm not that serious. I mean, like, I like the Penguins. Oh, okay. I'm a Bruins fan through and through, but I like the Pens.
Yeah. The Penguins are good. Penguins are good. I don't follow hockey as much as I want to, but...
You said Canadians... Woo!
I don't...
I would have had a heart attack if you said Canadians.
No. Penguins, man. Penguins. I don't know if you listened to my first podcast with BRG, but go check it out. We talk about hockey real quick over there, so...
Yeah,
I don't think you're gonna like his answer very much.
I don't care about BRG's hockey beliefs. I don't care about his. He's twisted up in the mind. He's from Rhode Island. They're not right. No, I'm just.
This
guy. I'm just joking.
No. You're good. It's all. You know, we're just kidding over here playing games.
BRG's rocking around with Edmonton and and like Vancouver colors. Like he's wearing the half away. Like I'm good. How are you gonna walk around with Edmonton and Vancouver colors? Like I walked up, I'm like, oh, is that for the half of Whalers? And he's like, no, Vancouver. And I went, what? And then he got the new gear, and I'm like, hey, that's pretty dope. What colors is that? I was like, what is that? And he goes, I was like, what is that, the Islanders or something? He goes, no, it's Edmonton. And I went, who gets Edmonton colors? The Oilers?
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hockey, like what sport would you say you like the most out of everything? Out of all of
wrestling.
Them. Wrestling. Okay, wrestling. You know, of course, that's a dumb question. Come on. Come on, Justin.
Yeah, wrestling. I'm doing it. Just answering your own question.
We have another question from... We have a... Actually, let me do this other question. We have a question from Kayla. Which wrestler inspires you as a wrestler the most? And which non-wrestler inspires your character the most?
That's hard. I mean, like, one wrestler that inspires me the most is, I'm a big Jake the Snake fan for promos.
Okay.
Cause he's the greatest heel of all time. Like, and, I would say it's Jake the Snake and AJ, cause they're a close second, cause AJ's ring work was amazing. And Jake the Snake's character and promo work is hands down the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was definitely them.
Non-wrestler, as far as your character the most.
I really wouldn't know. I mean, like, I there's no character. The prize is me. I'm just myself times 10. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not any other different. When I'm in that ring, I'm the same person. I'm just more annoying. You know what I mean? Like, I'm more myself. Like, you see my true colors. I'm an asshole, you know what I mean? Like, so that's just, there's no character. I mean, like, probably Masvidal, because he's got some good promos. I like his promos. He's a dope MMA fighter, and he's got some dope promos. Other than that, really nobody else, because I'm just myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, it's always good to be your own. You don't want to copy anybody, you know? I love how you're just doing your own thing, man. You know,
yeah,
you gotta go out there and
just be you. Myself.
Exactly, be yourself. That's the only way you're gonna get over is being yourself. And like yeah. I said, I feel like you're over already, definitely for sure.
Like people aren't gonna be comfortable watching you in the ring unless you're comfortable with yourself being in that ring. You know what I mean?
Yes, so for sure.
No, if you're doing a character you're not happy with, then you're not gonna be producing your best work.
I love
and
that.
If you have a character you're happy with and you're comfortable and that you feel like you're in your zone, then that's what's going to make you go right. You know what I mean? Rise.
No, definitely, right. Bro, for sure.
Look at Rip Iron Bison. Iron Rip Bison. He was Tomahawk for a while around here, and then he like became Rip, and he like just started feeling himself. And he like came out of like I wouldn't say he was in a shell because Tomahawk's always been really good. Like he's always a really good wrestler, but when he became Rip, it just something like changed in him, and now he's freaking starting to rise up right now, and I'm happy for the dude.
No, definitely, 100%. We have another question from Dan. He wants to know what is your favorite match again with CJ Cruz.
Our Last Man Standing match.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was actually the first match I saw from you.
Well, I mean, actually, let me take that back. Let me start. I mean, the Last Man Standing match was probably like I think it's a close second between the one at Limitless and the Last Man Standing. I think me and the one at Limitless was our best match, but I feel like the one that was the Last Man Standing was my favorite. You know what I mean? Like I love the Limitless match, and to be honest, the Limitless match is what got me booked on Beyond and. A lot, you know what I mean, and I wouldn't really be in a lot of places without that Limitless match. But it was just a lot of fun to hit CJ Cruz with a chair. It was so much fun to hit CJ Cruz with a chair.
CJ, like, man, I was throwing
hood hands. I wasn't throwing like where I wasn't. There's no work shots with me, brother. I'm throwing hood hands on you. It was CJ, so I'm like CJ's hood hands. Come here, come get these hood hands. Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys had, I don't know. You guys had what, 3 matches in Limitless Wrestling? Or you guys had quite a few?
Let's Wrestle,
okay. Now, you guys both made a debut in Limitless, right? Or was that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Limitless. So, yeah, that's the match I'm referring to. That was a good match. Was that the same match you were talking about just now? Your debut match?
Yeah, I mean, the debut for Limitless. Like I said, it was me and CJ's best match, hands down. And you guys got to go check it out. There's a lot of good stuff on Limitless.
Yeah, no, Let's Wrestle. Definitely.
And all that, where I came from.
Absolutely, bro. You wrestle for Limitless. You wrestle for Beyond. You wrestle for Top Rope, if I'm not mistaken.
Top Rope, I go down to South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland with Big Time Wrestling. I had 2 dates for Synergy lined up for Synergy Pro in New York, New Jersey area, but obviously the coronavirus stopped that from happening. I'm making my way through. I'm working for AG's. I just started working for 01 Northeast.
Yeah, 01, yeah, that. Excellent promotion. It's very good.
Great promotion. And they've only been around for a little bit, but it's obviously it's run right and they got great people, like top talent.
Definitely. You have an awesome promoter, man. AG, like Anthony Green is fantastic. Great guy, great wrestler, loves wrestling, and I don't think he could have had a better promoter.
His life. Literally.
Exactly. I'm waiting for you, man. Now that you're talking about all these shows, man, Northeast Wrestling, man. I'm waiting for that to happen. I never seen you wrestle in person. I'll say it. Never saw you wrestle in person.
Yeah.
Now, you know, now I know your character. Now I know all these other shows you wrestled at. I'm like, damn, yo, this kid needs to get booked at NEW.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't be down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm down to work wherever.
For sure, man. NEW, that's also a good promotion. I'm pretty sure you know about NEW.
I've heard about them. I've never really been down there, but I've heard about. I've heard about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely. If you get the chance, you know, definitely go check out some of their, you know, their shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll be happy to have you there.
Yeah, I think I seen some of their stuff. They look like they run good shows.
Oh yeah.
So, it's, you know what I mean? When the time comes, the time comes. Right now, I'm just cooling and, you know what I mean, making my way.
Yeah, no.
Through this crazy, wonderful world of wrestling.
Keep killing it, man. Keep killing it. Before we sign off here, I want to talk about one more match that you had. That match you had against Briggs. Holy shit, good match. And spoiler alert for everyone who's listening. You went over.
Yeah.
With an assist from Anthony Green.
Hey, I didn't ask for that.
No, I know that. No.
I didn't even know he was in there. I was just coming to from that choke slam power bomb from Briggs and the him catching me in a choke slam, and I swear a couple screws got knocked loose, but Anthony, you know, gave me that dub. I took that dub. No one gave me that dub.
No one gave me that. He just gave
me a little push. You know what I mean?
That was awesome. When I saw that, I was like, oh, shit, okay, all right, dope. That was sick, you know?
That match was a great experience. Briggs is awesome.
Yeah, Briggs is sick. Great guy.
To even have gotten the opportunity to face the Evolved champion, like, and Briggs is from the area. He's a fellow Northeast beast like me, and it's crazy because, like, when Briggs started out, he started out with, like, Mike Hollow and my trainer Benny Jooks.
Yeah.
Or people know around the area, like total local, but Benny Jooks helped him out and like brought him in and started wrestling with him. So like for me to like have this, like, you know what I mean? Like Benny Jooks, he had like he brought him in and just started having matches with him from day one. And when you see me, we started having matches from day one. So I felt full circle. Because my first indie show as a wrestler, Josh was on it. He was like the tag team champions with my other trainer, Bo Douglas, the head trainer at the Bell Time Club. If anybody wants to be a pro wrestler, go check out the Bell Time Club in Wakefield. That's where I'm at, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun because it's a great school. Benny Jooks and Bo Douglas do an amazing job over there.
You know, Bo Douglas being trained by Walter Hill, Kowalski, Benny Jukes being trained by Tony Roy and Richard Burns. So go check it out. But anyways, he was tag partners, so it was just there, and I felt like it was just like it was just a crazy moment. Josh really helped me out. He gave me a lot of good advice. He really kind of showed me what the next level of wrestling really is.
Yeah.
And I don't, to be honest, like that Briggs match was like everything to me. Like other than JD, that's probably like my favorite match.
Fantastic, because, bro. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like I just was so excited. When I found out I was going to face Briggs, I was like, yo, I can't wait. And it was just because he was on that show. From that show, I was like, yo, I want to face Briggs. And now it's like I'm finally getting the opportunity 3 years later. And, like, who would have known? Like, who knows if I ever would have gotten that opportunity? You know what I mean? Like, so that was like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me.
Definitely, bro. That's fantastic, man. Alec, I just want to say thank you very, very much in joining me today, bro. It was quite the challenge to start this podcast. We were having difficulties for like 15 minutes, but we finally...
Yeah, some technical difficulties.
But we finally put our brains together. I was like, let's try this. And this worked. Yeah. So, nah, man.
Ta-da.
thank you very much, bro, for joining. Before I sign off, I want to give you time to... give yourself a little quick plug. Tell all the nerds of wrestling where they can find the prize, Alec Price.
Word. I'm at the Belltime Club. So, like I said, any wrestlers come to the Belltime Club, learn how to train the right way. I'm not like anybody. Everybody else in the Reddit area trains the right way. New England is just amazing. But check me out on Twitter, Instagram at PriceCityOG. Facebook, The Prize Alec Price is my page. Alec Price is my account. Look me up on YouTube. They have Limitless, Let's Wrestle, Beyond, many other promotions. And thank you for having me on Nerds of Wrestling. It was a really fun time. No I know problem. We had like a lot of technical difficulties, but everything's Gucci, and I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, man, no problem. Thank you for taking time, man, coming to chat with me today. Definitely sometime down the road, I'd love to have you again, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Until next time, take care, man. Hopefully everything is just keep positive. Yeah, hopefully. And that's all we got.
Hold up. Let me say one thing. Go for it. Subscribe. I'm telling everybody now, subscribe to my man, Justin Doria. Like Nerds of Wrestling. Do this. I'm surprised people already haven't done it from listening to this podcast. They need to do it now. Do it now before I come and find you. Yeah. That's it. That's all I had to say.
And you can find me on Nerds of Wrestling, and you can also find PJ and Brett on NXT and Wii. This has been an episode of What's Up Wrestler with Alec Price. Thank you very much, guys. Nerds. Alec, thank you again. You take care.
Thank you, brother. You're deuces. Welcome. We out, Ski.
Out. Have a good night, man.
Bye.
Peace. And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.